for a board, eh?
Go over?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the part you used to, the part of the hog you call, you ate, you call that the what? The part of his entrails you ate, maybe, or you...
Kitten.
The what?
Kitten.
Okay.
That was a hog's intestines.
All right.
You take the parts and the guts, just clean them, and cook them, and I like them.
Yeah.
I like them, but it's a hard job to clean them. You got to turn them off and out and scald them and wash them and scrape them.
Now, in the evening, you might be sitting out on the porch and you hear the cows start to mooing and all the chickens start doing stuff like that. You say, my goodness, it's getting close to... I didn't...
Supper time.
Well, you know, this was after supper, you say. I didn't realize it's so late. It's getting right on...
bedtime.
Okay. But did you ever have a time you had to feed the animals in the after?
I always had a time to feed in the evenings. I wanted everything done before it got dark.
I see.
And I'd go to the barn when it was winter time when I had lots of feeding to do. I'd go to the barn and do it before it got dark.
What'd you call that? That you call that when you had to do all the
chores?
Okay, you call that what?
Chores.
Chore time.
Chore time.
Okay. Now, when you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say you had to do what? You had to
harness them.
When you're plowing, what do you call the things you guide the mules with?
Lines.
The lines? Okay. And when you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Bridle reins.
Bridle reins? Okay. And you put your feet in the
stirrups.
Now, when you're plowing with two horses, what'd you call the one on the left, or two mules, or whatever?
Well, there's a G or H.
I see.
G was to turn to your right, and H was to turn to your left.
I see. And the two horses, did you have a name for maybe the two?
Yeah, I always had a name for them.
Okay. One was what, the...
Well, you'd say G-Buck or Hall Charlie or something like that.
Okay. And the one on the, did you have a name for maybe the one that was on the, walked in the furrow? Did one walk in the furrow?
Oh, yeah.
And one walked outside the furrow?
Yeah. The one on the right-hand side walked in the furrow.
Okay, and he was the what?
He was the...
What horse?
The G horse.
Okay. The wheel horse or that?
Yeah, or the wheel horse.
The lead horse?
Well, he's working in there. Let's see, when you had him to a wagon, why, he was just like the other horse, only he was the G horse. And a fellow always put the best one on that side.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of help him guide the other one, you see.
I see. So the best one, that one, you call the what?
The G horse.
Uh-huh. Now, if something is not near at hand, you say it's just, it's not real near at hand, you say it's just a little, the barn's just a little...
ways away.
Okay, a little ways away. But if you'd been traveling a long time and you hadn't finished your journey, you might say you still had a what to go before dark. You had a...
errand.
Okay. You say you had...